This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A lot to get through here in this 5 o'clock hour. Get you ready for the home run derby tonight. Aren't you excited? Pete Alonso trying to declare himself king of the long ball. Craig Cardinal join us coming up in about 15 minutes, but it is 5:02. Cinco to 5:00. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into WFAN and get ready to run. Every tiki show, then on the one. Cinco to 5:00. Cinco to 5:00. Brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today. All right, we've arrived at the All-Star break. The first half is in the books, so I'm going to give you the five biggest player storylines from the Yankees and Mets in the first half.
All right.
Nice.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five is Juan Soto. His first season with the Yankees, and I felt like it came in hot. He inspired Alex Verdugo to start the dog things. By the way, Sean Marash, if you're listening, I know you are, you could probably sell that dogs t-shirt for about 30 cents right now, because Verdugo stinks. And Juan Soto, going into the first half here, I feel like he's kind of died down. I feel like the momentum of Juan Soto is not really at the forefront.
I think his hot start took away any kind of controversy or any boos that usually a first player or first year player gets with the Mets or Yankees. And he kind of took the pressure off, because he did go a few weeks where he wasn't hitting very much. And I think the hot start kind of took people away from that. But overall, he had a good first half. He was the MVP of the team for the first month and a half of the season. And I think there's been less and less talk about his free agency, because the reality is he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, but it also feels like the more the Yankees win or the closer they get to doing something special, then the more likely he's going to be here. So, but it's got to be him. Like, he's got to start playing better. And he has, to his credit.
Maybe he'll be here. Maybe he won't. More on that in a little bit.
I'll stop.
Number four.
Got some audio coming up. Pete Alonso, number four.
He's not going there.
Pete Alonso, will he stay? Will he go? He's in the Derby tonight. I'm all for it. Pete Alonso, whether you're a Met fan, whether you're a Yankee fan, he is at the tip of your tongue. Pete Alonso, my God, he lives rent-free in Yankee fans' heads. I mean, they bash him constantly.
I think today he will be, because he's going to put on a show at the Home Run Derby. Good show and a bad show. The dancing, the excitement, the pumping iron, and then the home runs. And so people will either hate what they see, or they're going to love what they see.
Right, but when you start talking about the Mets lineup, how far do you get before you get to Pete? Because I think you're talking about Nimmo first, Lindor, Alvarez, Vientos, and then maybe Pete comes in.
Yes, but when I say this, if we said Brandon Nimmo's name, the phone calls would not light up. If we said Pete Alonso, they would light up. He's polarizing. He's a massive storyline, whether he wants to stay or go.
Maybe yes, and especially around the trade deadline. But when you're talking about why they're winning, when do you get to Pete's name?
He's like sixth on the list. Right. He's not had an impactful first half. I love Pete, but he hasn't.
Number three.
All right, so the five biggest player storylines from the Yankees and Mets in the first half. Number three is Francisco Lindor, who has entered the MVP conversation.
He hasn't quite entered the MVP conversation, but he's played incredibly well. And I think he's gotten the Lindor haters off his back for now. And I use the word for now because they'll come back.
Yeah.
He has a bad April in 2025. They'll come back. He's washed up. He stinks. But Lindor has been great, and he's been a catalyst for why the Mets have emerged.
He's in the MVP conversation.
Number two.
All right, number two is Aaron Judge. Triple crown. Will we see it? Will we not see it? I think him getting to a triple crown is even cooler than anything else he's accomplished in his career.
It would be. I don't think he can because Kwan now qualifies for the batting title, so he's like 50 points ahead of Aaron Judge. So it's not even very close, but I would agree with this. If Aaron Judge pursued a triple crown, it would be awesome for all of us, especially because it would make the Mantle fans go nuts.
Right. But
if all of a sudden Aaron Judge gets to take things away from Mickey Mantle.
He got close 2 years ago. Was that? Yeah. And then I forgot.
Was he close 2 years ago?
Who?
I'd have to look it up and see how close he actually was. I don't remember.
Maybe I'm misremembering, but I feel like he was close and then he lost it. Because somebody, I forget who it was.
Needed a plate appearance just to qualify?
No, not even that. It was just, he beat him barely by a couple of points.
So you're right. Aaron Judge finished second in batting average behind Luis Arraez.
That's right.
He hit 311. Luis Arraez hit 316.
Yes.
So that was very, very close. Home runs, obviously, he won. He hit 62. Uh-huh. And he led an RBI. So you're right. You know what's amazing about that? I think back to that year. I barely remember he was in a Triple Crown race.
Yeah.
But you bring that up. I didn't even realize.
The only reason I remember is because of how, I think what, because Arraez was with the
Minnesota.
With Minnesota. Yeah. What Minnesota posted to troll Aaron Judge.
Ah, you're right.
And it was something that was just like, God, you guys are such
a jerk. Dude, that's a good call. That completely slipped my mind. We actually have seen Aaron Judge in a Triple Crown chase.
Imagine the Twins trying to troll the Yankees.
I mean, Number one.
Well, that was the problem with it. It was like, you?
Right, exactly.
Like, what's wrong with you?
All right, so the five biggest player storylines from the Yankees and the Mets in the first half. Number one, the guy that has become the heart and soul of the Mets, not just for his leadership, not just for his defense, not just for his clutch hitting, but because he has a wonderful singing voice, Jose Iglesias. Wake me up when Juan Soto and Aaron Judge perform a concert after a game. Iglesias will be singing tonight at the Home Run Derby. The Mets are the center of the universe tonight with Alonso and Iglesias. Iglesias, number one.
Jose Iglesias should be number one. OMG sparked the Mets.
Right, it did.
I think he's right.
Number one in the charts, number one in your heart.
Forget Grimace. Yeah, the Latin America charts, number one. It's been there for a while and probably stay there because guess what? Other batters in Major League Baseball are using it as their walk-up song.
Wow.
I'm just telling you, it's happening.
Jose Iglesias.
By the way, that concert, he lip-synced that, you know.
The one at Citi Field.
At Citi Field.
No
he
kidding.
He lip-synced that concert.
I think we do that.
Come on.
Oh, you're mad at him for lip syncing?
Oh, that's weak. Just sing it,
well,
man.
Well, he's supposed to be singing today at the Home Run Derby,
is he
apparently. Well, I don't know, but I think in this case, he has to sing. Like, what happened at Citi Field a few weeks ago was impromptu.
Right, of course. It's just, so, hey, come out here and sing it. You know, you're here. We just won. You beat the Astros. Let's do it.
Here's what I'm curious about with Jose Iglesias. He is hitting 380. 380!
Yeah, his OPS is almost 1,000.
Almost 1,000! He's hit three home runs this season, two in one game a couple of days ago. He has a song that has riveted the New York Mets. Like, they all do his dance when they hit a home run. The song is obviously played over the loud system every time he hits a home run. The locker room performs to it. Here's what I am curious. If Jose Iglesias was hitting 275, if he was being what we think he is, which is a nice little useful utility infielder, would this have had the legs to take off with us as fans? Maybe with the players because they're showing support for him. But will we be celebrating this as much if he wasn't tearing the cover off the ball?
I think less enthusiastically. But because you want to see him in the lineup. Right now you're like, dude, you gotta be in the lineup.
Yes,
to
play.
You have to play, period.
He also, for a musical career that he has, this is the best thing that ever happened in his career. He's performing for popularity. The more he hits, the more popular Oh My God becomes.
Dude, if he messes around and makes another hit or two, I mean, he could just be like, all right, I'll see y'all later.
Yeah, he's going to leave baseball.
I don't even play this game anymore.
Now, speaking of Juan Soto was at the All-Star game and was asked a question that could make Yankee fans very nervous.
It will not.
The question was, which All-Star would he most rather have as a teammate? Here's what Juan Soto had to say.
Steph and LeBron finally get to play together. Who is one MLB player you'd love to play with that you haven't had the chance to on the same team?
Otani wouldn't be one of the best. Now he went to the NL, I went to the AL, so it's been a little tricky, but definitely Otani will be one of them.
It's actually not that tricky, Juan. All you got to do is sign with the Dodgers in the offseason and your teammates with them. Should that make Yankee fans worried?
No.
Juan Soto wants to join the super team.
I guess because Otani deferred all his money, I guess they could. But think about all the money that they were spending on three players.
Yeah.
It just seems not, actually four, because I forget Freddie Freeman's contract is in there too.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I got an issue.
Not a lot of players.
I got an issue with Juan Soto. This is strike two.
Why? He should have said Judge?
Yes.
I'm playing with the best one?
Yes. So a few weeks ago.
Did she phrase it as that you're not playing with?
It doesn't matter. You can answer a question however you want to answer a question.
Right, but if she qualified it that you haven't already been teammates with.
Play it again one more time. Yeah. Let's hear how the question is asked.
Let's hear her question because I think that makes a difference.
Go ahead.
Steph and LeBron finally get to play together. Who is one MLB player you'd love to play with that you haven't had the chance to?
She qualified it that you haven't had the chance. Get off of him. Stop. Leave
Dinky,
him alone.
Dinky.
Time out. You got to leave him alone. That you haven't had the chance to.
Let me ask.
Because if she would have asked it just, who is one player you want to spend your career with? I'm already spending my career with.
Okay.
Him. Aaron Judge.
Let me show you.
Smasher in baseball.
Let me
He's
show.
Perfect behind me. Protects my ass. I love it.
Right.
I can't wait. That you have not played with.
Later today, I don't know if you're just tuning in, but former President Donald Trump announced his running mate. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is very normal in American politics. This has happened a million times. He picked a guy who has said bad things about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened all the time. Reagan and Bush. I mean, you don't think George H.W. Bush said bad stuff about Ronald Reagan?
Right.
Okay. So J.D. Vance is going to be asked, hey, you said blah, blah, blah about the former president. And you know what he's going to do? He's not going to answer the question. He's not going to say, I had a change of heart. He's going to say, I just want to stick to the Biden. We got to rip him. So that's what Soto could have done.
Yeah,
I appreciate the question. I'm already playing with my dream teammate. And by the way, the reason I say strike two, a month ago on ESPN, he was asked who has a better sound to the ball exploding off their bat.
Oh, yes.
Bryce Harper.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to. Manny Machado and Aaron Judge. And he could have said Aaron Judge. He said Bryce Harper. This is the second time Soto has a layup to put his own guy over.
He's not throwing shade.
Of course he is. He's picking Bryce Harper over Aaron Judge, just like he picked Shohei Ohtani over.
He's just being honest. And when Bryce Harper whips his bat, by the way, which Aaron Judge does not do, it just sounds different.
Stop defending this.
I'm just making. Why are you hating on him?
I'm not hating on him.
You're trying to get Yankee fans to like have this little seed of doubt, like little kernel.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm saying he gave a bad answer. Mm. He should have said, I'm already with my favorite, teammate, right? It's like if someone asked me, all right, Evan, who's your favorite radio partner you've ever worked with? Well, Joe and Craig aren't here.
What?
So I would say,
what? Well, there better be one answer. That answer better come quick.
Oh, I'm taking my bows over here, Craig. What the hell?
I would keep the person I'm with happy. How you doing, Craig? How you been?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Pleasure to be on with you. I was really hoping that you might reach out to me on Friday when Tiki was out so we could have gotten the gang back together, but the phone didn't ring.
I was a little nervous about that, Craig, so I vetoed that one.
By the way, I did hear a rumor that it's in Tiki's contract that when he's out, I'm not allowed to come around.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't even looked at my contract, I don't think.
So how you been? Do you miss radio or are you all in love with TV?
I'm loving what I'm doing, but as I've said to a million people, radio is what I've done the best and the longest and my first love, and the fan has always been a special place. You guys all know that. But the opportunity to be at FS1, and we have a great fall coming up. Obviously football is king across the board. I'm enjoying it. It's fun, it's different, it's new still, and I'm having a good time.
How much soccer did you talk, Craig?
I know you're the soccer guy in the
room,
TV.
I'm just asking. I mean, you guys had soccer, so how much soccer did you talk?
Much like WFAN, no one tells me what to talk about, but I did bring up that crazy header save yesterday.
Nice!
And I did bring up the fact that for the first time, I think possibly ever, you're the soccer historian, so help me out with this, a soccer player went down and he was legitimately injured.
Yes.
Because Messi's ankle,
yes.
I think he broke the leg personally, or the ankle.
he might have that tightrope thing because it looked like a fibula.
Yeah, like normally they roll around, wah, 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 and then all of a sudden, whoop, they're right back up. But dude took off his cleat. That was no joke.
Right,
crazy.
And the spray didn't work because they bring out the spray all the time.
Oh, is that what they do?
I don't even know what that spray is.
I was trying to think this,
voodoo.
Though. So Messi's arguably, still the greatest player on the planet, certainly one of them for sure. I was trying to think, when I saw it yesterday and then talking about it this morning a little bit on TV, could you imagine, Aaron Judge. Use Aaron Judge as an example. Use Pete Alonso, I guess, as an example. If you want to go back in the day, Eli, whatever, right? Great player, like the clear leader and figurehead of any local team. If a guy got hurt in a major playoff game, a championship game, and wept on the sideline the way Messi did, I was trying to figure out how would we as fans react to that?
Well, it depends on if you win.
Fair point.
Right.
Fair point.
And if you win, then it's kind of, you get sympathy. But if they lose and you're just unavailable and it turns out not to be that serious, then it's, you are a crybaby.
Yeah. So to me,
you've lost all our respect.
You'll remember this as much as anyone. I remember, the Jay Cutler playoff game in Chicago.
100%.
When he took himself out, I think it was his knee, if I'm not mistaken, and they lost the game, and he was ridiculed, A to Z, top to bottom. And he was like, dude, I couldn't walk. Like, I did it for the benefit of the team.
Right.
And he was, killed in Chicago.
Oh, he didn't recover from that.
Right. But I think because we saw the photo of Messi, everyone would have to say, yeah, the dude was legitimately hurt. But I was wondering, how did we react to, a tough guy, an athlete, which is still like the last bastion of manhood on this planet, if he was crying like that?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to forgive them, but they won, so you'll forget it.
It all depends on who the athlete is.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain guys around here that are deities. They can do no wrong. So I think if it's that guy, we'd all be like, oh, God, you feel for him.
Yeah.
But if it's someone who's underperformed, we turn on him.
Yeah, like, I know it wasn't a World Series game. I don't think it was. When Jeter, flew into the crowd at third base, and A-Rod was kind of watching him do it, and he flew into the crowd, and he came out bloody. If he went to the bench and was crying like a baby, we'd probably give him a pass.
Jeter would be viewed very differently.
Yeah, we'd love. He'd be the king for all of us.
By the way, Loogie, can you take note for Hurley? Craig Carton came on and he talked soccer with us. It is now acceptable.
Yeah,
for
but
me to
I
do
still
so.
I still don't quite understand why we have two major tournaments at the same exact time.
No, I know that makes no sense.
I understand that and why.
Hey, it's right. Fox had them both. Fox had them both. Right, so it was all good.
Did you talk about Bronny James again today, or have you taken a break from that?
Bronny James is like mana from heaven. I can't get enough. The two best things for me about Bronny James is, one, he can't play at the NBA level, and anyone that thinks he can is just delusional, or a LeBron stan that finds everything LeBron does is the greatest thing since sliced bread. The second thing is, I think people have gotten it twisted, because Bronny's probably a really good kid, right?
Mm.
Who just grew up in a very unique circumstance that no one else can really compare to or ever possibly understand what that's like.
Right.
Being the son of such a major superstar, it'd be like being Madonna's kid, Pink's kid, whatever.
And then going in the industry.
Yeah, right. And now, hey, Pink's daughter's going to sing. Well, she's not as good as Pink. And I don't know why I'm using Pink, but I guess you could use like Michael Jackson, whatever it is. Right. Like, nobody wanted to see the victory tour for Tito. Right.
Right.
But I was thinking about it. And I think sometimes people, like what we all do for a living, have gotten the dream twisted. It was LeBron's dream to play with his son.
Mm.
Now, every son, of course, wants at some level walk in his dad's footsteps. And then most people grow out of that and do their own thing. Not everyone, of course, but most people do. But, and because we're discussing now, well, he's clearly not an NBA player. Will he even go to the G League? And he's probably not a G League player either.
Mm-mm.
And I was reminding people, at least in my opinion, LeBron's dream, which is the only thing that matters here, was that he got to play with his son, not I want to see my son drafted to play in the NBA. Because those are two very different things.
Right. And I also wonder, is it Bronny's dream to play with LeBron, or is it just, I want to be in the NBA. I want to be a basketball player. Is it going to mean that much to play 5 minutes with LeBron James?
And you got to think the dream for any kid, you know, who's, you know, was, you know, whatever, 5 points a game at USC, a couple points a game in Vegas right now. I would think his dream is just to become a pro, right?
Right, yeah. Of course.
Which is hard enough.
Yeah, right.
Right. Like, we make it seem like it's easy. You got drafted. You're going to make it. No, you're not.
You're talking, there's essentially 450 guys in the NBA, right? Yeah. Ball, give or take a couple. Like, it's not even close. These are the 450, like, they're unicorns.
Yeah.
And he wants to be one of them. He's just not. So we'll see whose dream counts more from the relationship of, is he on the Laker roster, or does he go to the Laker G League team?
Now, I had a dream years ago of watching my basketball team win an NBA championship. It got lit on fire. Things went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And your team, the New York Knicks, are very good. And a couple of weeks ago, I was hit with news that I did not see coming. News that I did not expect.
My guy Bridges.
And that is Mikal Bridges, overrated, Fugazi, not a star.
Hating?
He was Evan's favorite player the last 2 years.
Wow. Big change. And now he's a member of the New York Knicks. So I ask you, as a diehard Knicks fan, you got Mikal Bridges. You obviously have this city. You've got a real contender. Yeah. Do you think this is a championship team? Do you think they could beat the Boston Celtics? Do you think you can see an NBA title soon?
Look, I think it's on the table. I'm not as much of a Knicks fan as I am. And you know, look, I like the Knicks more than any team I've ever rooted for, including the New York Jets, which I'm crazy about, as you know. I think the Knicks are in the conversation. Obviously, you worry about the big man, Mitchell Robinson, can't be on the court in the last 5 minutes of a game where you're going to need, you know, somebody to score from the five, obviously, at some level. But I think for the first time, legitimately, we can lay claim that we have a chance to make the run. I think we could give the Celtics some fits defensively. And I think it's the Celtics, clearly the best team in the East. I think still the best team in all of basketball. And I think Team USA did a major disservice to the Knicks because Jalen Brown's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
He's going to come back, pissed off that Derek White got chosen to replace Kawhi Leonard and not the Eastern Conference Final MVP and the NBA Finals MVP. But I do think if you take all the pie-in-the-sky nonsense and throw it out, all the bing-bong and throw it out, you can't, from just a pure basketball standpoint, argue against the fact that the Knicks are in the conversation.
Yeah, they just got to be able to beat the Celtics, which is easier
and stay
said than
healthy.
Done. Well, it's really more that. It's really more stay healthy, because they did it at the end of the season.
But I think the Knicks, and I don't think it's going to be close, and Evan, correct me if I'm wrong, I think statistically the Celtics were the best team points against in the NBA last year.
Yeah.
All right, so if I'm wrong, I'm off by one maybe. I think the Knicks might have by far the best scoring defense in the league next year.
Yeah. I mean, their wings are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing what they have put together. I saw you tweet earlier today, quote, the Yankees have the second most wins in the sport and are tied for the most in the American League after a horrendous month, and the panic you hear on the radio is off the charts.
Yep.
Why do you think Yankee fans are panicking, despite the fact that your math is correct? They're a game out of first place, and they do have the record you said they have.
Yeah, they got 58 wins. Like, only the Phillies have more wins than all of baseball. Research.
and not long.
You know, look, they've been the worst team in baseball for the last month. I get the panic. And I even said, you left this part out. This is what makes Sports Talk Radio New York so much fun, that a team that's got the second best record in all of baseball. And if you listen to Tierney, the sky is falling. Where's Chicken Little? They're the worst team in baseball, and they're five players away from winning a World Series. I think the beauty of baseball, what you love most about it, is that it's unlike every other sport. You can have a horrendous month and still win a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at the All-Star break. There's a lot of baseball left to go. And the pitching staff, which obviously has been brutal the last 4 weeks or so, but dominated the first couple months of the season. You know, I still believe that they'll turn it around. Obviously, look, if Volpe, picks an easy routine ground ball, they sweep the Orioles, and they're in first place with the best record in the American League. And I think there are times when, in the moment, we overreact and we take a mini step backwards, and, you know, you can kind of see the forest for the trees. But I do have a solution, if I may.
Mm. Sure.
Yeah.
Because the Yankees, they don't limp into the All-Star break. But for some people, sure, why not?
Yeah.
They limp into the All-Star break. And it seems to me that the New York Yankees, all they really need is a little positive juju. Mm-hmm. Like a good luck charm, if you will.
Okay.
The Mets had the rally pimp in April.
Yeah.
They had Grimace in June.
Okay.
They got some fat guy dancing to ABBA, I think, now. And, you know, and that has worked for them. So I got an interesting phone call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call directly from the New York Yankees.
Wow.
I want to be very clear about this. The Yankees called me on my personal bat phone, okay?
Right.
The New York Yankees have asked me, Craig Carton, who you might have seen, Hall of Famer. I don't know if you saw that.
Congratulations.
We buried the lead over here. Right?
Not sure if that was discussed, you know, from 6A to 7P. But I was blessed last week with induction into the New York State Broadcasters Association's Hall of Fame, joining, among other people, Boomer Esiason.
Word.
And Susan Waldman, longtime voice of the New York Yankees, and of course the very first voice on WFAN all those years ago.
Why? Why do you choose her specifically to
highlight? That's a very good question, Tiki. See, this is a probing interview like Mike Wallace. I'm going to answer the question. The New York Yankees called me, and then I confirmed that this wasn't some kind of prank with WFAN. I have been asked, and this is one of the great asks of my career and my lifetime, the Yankees have asked me to do the radio play-by-play of the Yankees-Rangers series August 9th, 10th, and 11th, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll be doing those three games with Susan Waldman.
No way. No way possible.
This is not a bit. This is not shtick. The Yankees requested it. We had a conversation, of course, with the architect and WFAN. They have blessed it as well. And I have the great honor of a lifetime, having done a couple Nets NBA games, having done an Islander game, having done a Cyclone game way back in the day. Please don't find that tape. And it's really one of the craziest, out of left field, pardon the pun, asks And I said yes in a New York second.
Nice.
But on August 9th, 10th, and 11th, right. Yours truly, I will be doing the radio play-by-play along with Susan Waldman.
Along with Susan Waldman? Like in the same booth you're going to be together?
Susan Waldman and I will be broadcasting the New York Yankees games. It's one series, all three games against the Texas Rangers at Yankee Stadium. But it's a great honor. It's a privilege.
Craig, was this ever a career aspiration for you? Not the Yankees specifically, but just to do and be a play-by-play guy.
All right, so my first job in radio was at WGR in Buffalo, New York, AM 550, okay?
Okay.
And they had the rights to the Buffalo Bisons, which was a AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Greg Brown, the longtime voice of the Pirates, was the sports guy and did games with a guy named Pete Weber in Buffalo. This is back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I first started in radio, which was 1991. And I was always enthralled with the great, you know, baseball voices growing up, obviously, in New York and having Bob Murphy and then Gary Thorne, who I think is one of the greatest baseball voices of all time. Bob Costas, you know, all the legends, mm-hmm. right? I would go into a studio in this little tiny little AM radio station, close the door, and I would invent the play-by-play, the actual, you know, plays of a baseball game. All by myself sitting in a studio and then pipe in, you know, fake, you know, crowd sounds and cheers and whatnot afterwards. And I made demo tapes of a baseball play by play, but it was all invented. It never happened. So to answer your question, very early in my career, I fancied the notion of maybe doing baseball play by play. To be completely honest with you, I've not done a lot of it. I did one game on TV many, many years ago at Syracuse with an NBC truck. I did the radio game with Boomer for the Cyclones, and I've done more basketball than anything else. But it is a dream come true, and look, it's the New York Yankees, man.
Sure.
And it's the legend of John Sterling, of course, and Mel Allen. Like, I'm going to be sitting in the booth where only a couple people in the history of the Yankee franchise have ever been able to say that they called a Yankee game on the radio. Look, Bob Wolf, the late Bob Wolf, was a mentor of mine. When I was at New Rochelle High School, I took a sports broadcasting class with Bob Wolf, and we went to Yankee Stadium. Obviously, he called the perfect game in the World Series, you know, the Don Larsen game mm-hmm. to Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
And I stayed in touch with Bob, you know, for 30 years after that high school class. And he kind of taught me the nuance of how to do baseball play-by-play, how to keep the charts and all the stuff that Evan, you know, wrote a book about now. And I got to tell you, when the Yankees called me and asked me, I thought for sure I was being punked.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the great honors of a lifetime. And to be able to do it, especially with Susan, who's been there for 25 years, it's going to be awesome.
Well, I thought I was being punked for the first 45 seconds. So on August 9th, the New York Yankees, the Texas Rangers,
yeah.
Craig Carton, Susan Waldman in the same press box,
yeah.
calling the same game. Goodness gracious.
Right,
I'm excited.
101.9 FM or on the Odyssey app, by the way. I listen on the Odyssey app.
There you go. It's August 9th.
Yeah.
It's August 10th. And it's August 11th.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Wait, so hold on, Craig. August 9th is a night game, I'm assuming.
That is a Friday night, yeah.
So it's a Friday night game. You're going to have to turn right around because I'm sure August 10th is a day game.
Yes. Go,
that's a Saturday,
And go right back. And then you're going to have to go right back again for a day game on Sunday, correct?
Yes, that is correct. You've got the math down right.
You're going to work harder on these 3 days than you have in the last month.
A long time. Here's the thing a lot of people don't know. The New York Yankees have a penthouse apartment in Yankee Stadium. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be sleeping in it.
This is going to be the first time you watch a full baseball game, all nine innings, in like years.
Are you worried about being exhausted?
No. I'm not worried about that. It's funny because I've been asked a lot, like, you know, do you have, for the very few people, not a lot, really nobody knows about this.
Right.
This is breaking news, obviously.
Well, now a lot of people know about this, by the way.
Yeah, well, everybody knows about it now. And I'm sure, look, I know it's going to happen. I'll get beat down on the internet, whatever. It's all good. That's just flat jealousies, all that.
It's only 8.5% for 9% of the population.
And by the way, it's a Hall of Famer doing a radio broadcast. That's what we do. All right. But like, you know, so I do not have a set home run call. I want to be clear about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do something that's clownish because, you know, I got to leave the crazy home run calls to the memory of John, obviously, you know, and his greatness over all the years. But I'll do my thing and I'll make sure that it's unmistakably me And it's just awesome. Well, looking forward to it.
What if you do, because I think you will do a great job. Mm-hmm. I mean, jokes aside, I think you're going to call a hell of a game. What if the Yankees and WFAN come to you and say, you're the guy? You should be the Yankee broadcaster from here on out. I mean, would you consider this as a possibility?
There got to be a lot of zeros in that check. Look, it's funny you ask that because I have family members who do know about this who are like, well, hey, what if it goes great? You know, and Hal Steinbrenner calls you and goes, you're the guy. Look, that's pie in the sky right now. I don't think that would happen. I don't think it's going to happen. They're obviously very talented broadcasters who only want to do this, who are very, very good at it. But let's see what happens. I mean, if it's great and that phone rings again saying you're the guy, you know, I don't know. I got a job.
Well, I'll tell you. You know what I appreciate? When we do our shows on Monday, August 12th and Tuesday, August 13th, we got a lot of material.
Right.
Well, and that's so.
Guess
that's
what
clips
we get to pull now, Craig?
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware that if I have a major flub, I'm never, ever going to live it down. So to me, there's two aspects of doing the game, right? There's the actual, you know, ground ball to short, Volpe's got over to first, one away. Okay. I'm pretty sure I can do that in a very competent manner.
Right.
You say what you see, and that's that, right?
Yeah.
But baseball, very different than, you know, basketball and hockey, especially hockey, because the speed of it, is the biplane and the talk show you essentially do in between that.
Right.
Right? That's so.
Craig, that should be your strength.
Yeah, but
you've done this your whole life.
Are you forgetting who his co-host is?
I know, but Susan's
she's gonna
fantastic.
She's going to be great. It's going to be amazing to listen to.
She's going to be great.
She's so easy to talk to.
She and I do not know each other well, that's for sure. I'm looking forward to obviously talking to her and getting to know her prior to August 9th. I know all about her career, of course. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Like, listen.
I can't wait.
As serious as it is, it's real business, and Yankee games mean something to a lot of people, obviously. And you have to treat it as such, and I will. And I will prepare for it and come in with, you know, ready to do a very competent, hopefully very entertaining, solid broadcast. Where if nothing else, people walk away from the weekend series going, you know what? He did a good job.
Yeah.
But it's also got to be fun. Like, it's sports. And it's going to be fun, and I'm going to have a fun time doing it. So I'm looking forward to it.
I wonder if your voice, meaning your radio, like your presentation voice, is going to be different than the Craig that we all know.
Look, my voice sucks. Sorry.
No. I'm not even talking about, like, the pitch and the tone. I'm just saying just how you've come across.
All right, so here's the question. If it sounded like, here's the 3-2.
No, I don't want that.
No, it's not going to sound like that, that's for sure.
The proper Craig. Hey, wow. You know what had happened was.
There's a good chance you'll hear Moses. I think Moses will come out over the 3 days. You might get a hello. You might get that. But it's going to be fun.
So what's a bigger accomplishment? Having the Yankees call you and say broadcast the weekend series or being inducted into the Hall of Fame? Which one got you more excited?
Wow. Mm. I have to say, look, getting to the Hall of Fame is crazy, obviously. And I didn't see it coming when it came. So it's a great honor that people think of you behind your back in that light.
Yeah.
I also think they made the right decision. Look, the fact that Boomer got in and it wasn't Boomer and Carton 5 years ago, like, what are we waiting for?
No, I get you. I understand.
So I am very happy I got in. But listen, it's the Yankees, man. It's different. Yeah. They're different. Like, you know, there's only 4, 5, 6 teams in all sports that have even close to the cachet the Yankees have, like the Dallas Cowboys have. I assume, you know, in hockey, it's the Canadians, or maybe it's the Rangers, right? And I was thinking about, like, how many people on the planet at any point over the last 50 years or for the next 50 years will be able to say that they did an NBA game. In this case, I did 3 Nets games, Jersey Nets and Brooklyn Nets, mm-hmm. An NHL game. We did the Islander Penguin game a number of years ago when they were playing in Brooklyn. Obviously, the Islanders were. And now I'm going to do a Yankee game. And outside of maybe Bob Costas and Kenny Albert.
Yeah, Kenny Albert, what I was thinking of, but I don't know if he's done baseball. Done has he done baseball?
Yeah, he was he's been a Fox baseball guy for like the second game. It's like the non Joe Buck game and now Joe Davis game.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine.
John Sterling did it. John Sterling has done Nets, Islanders, and Yankees, but it's a very exclusive class. You're right about that.
Now you just need football. Otherwise,
Well, I'm going to call Eric Shanks up at Fox after I talk to you guys and say, listen, if this goes well, make me the seventh team with Tebow.
That'd be something.
Well, congratulations. I can't wait, personally. I mean, August 9th, I'm locked in. I'm listening to every second of Yankees Rangers on the radio that weekend.
Yeah, hold on, but don't do me a favor.
Yeah.
Save all commentary, unless it's good, for postgame, will you please?
Of course.
Of course.
I don't want to be sitting there in the third inning and I hear Evan goes, Carton got that stat wrong. You know, he doesn't know the rule. Like, if I'm like, wait a minute, Susan, it's the 10th inning. Why is there a guy on second base?
You should do that anyway, just because it'll be funny.
When did he get a hit?
Who walked in?
How did he do it?
Well, congrats, Craig. We'll be listening. This is awesome. I can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
It's crazy. Like, I've been blessed, obviously, to have like a second shot at my career, you know, after the self-inflicted wounds I created where I went away and wasn't on radio at all for 3 years. And to be able to come back and work with Evan for 2.5 years, to get the job at FS1, to get into the Hall of Fame. And now that this call came in, you know, it's like one of those pinch yourself moments. Like, yo, is this really the Yankees? And I, you know, on my caller ID, it said New York Yankees. I'm like, oh, it's the Yankees. Mm. And they're like, we have this great idea. We think you'd be great.
Amazing.
Do you want people to tweet you home run calls? Or do you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, as we get close, maybe I'll come back on with you guys that week, or I'll come in and we could have some fun with that. And one of the side parts of this that's great, again, selfishly for me, is that one of my best friends now in the world is really nothing more than a pen pal. It's Aaron Boone.
That's right. Yeah. Boone.
Now, Aaron Boone and
I... Oh, you finally get to meet him in person?
We've never met in person.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. And I'm going to call him after I call you guys. By the way, is he on the staff for the All-Star game?
No, I don't think so. I think he's getting a genuine All-Star break, Boone.
So he's probably in the Bahamas with his family or something. So maybe I'm alone.
But, yeah, call him anyway.
I'm looking forward to meeting him. I've never met the guy.
It's going to be great. You show up to the office. Hey, let's talk. I'm calling tonight's game.
Here's the real question. Like, at some point, you know, if you see something like Giancarlo Stanton walking to second base, you know, you might have to be critical. Mm. I'm wondering, does my phone ring on the way home from the Yankees? Like, yeah, hey, you're
well,
back
save,
home.
Save that until Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. All right, bro. We appreciate it, man. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you for having me on.
Congrats,
August
Craig.
9th, 10th, 11th. Pretty cool moment and looking forward to it. And it's going to be awesome. So
yes, indeed. There he is, the great Craig Carton. You see him on
the
TV every morning. You're right. I mean, let me rephrase that.
Right.
The Hall of Fame.
There's a difference between
Craig
being
Carton.
Great and being a Hall of Famer.
That is, you know what? You're right. The Hall of Famer, Craig Carton. Breaking news. He will be doing play-by-play right here on WFAN next to Susan Waldman for Yankees Rangers August.
Sorry.
No, it's serious. I'm not joking. It's just, it's very tough to get through without laughing. Craig will be calling the Yankee Rangers series with Susan Waldman between August 9th and 11th right here on WFAN.
Now, many people would kill for that.
Oh, my God.
Kill for that opportunity.
That's incredible.
And he just gets it.
Yeah, that's
He's
right. Yankees,
he is blessed.
Yankees called him up and they begged him. Mm-hmm. He said, we need you. Evan and Tiki here on this Monday afternoon. A nice light week before the baseball returns on Friday. We do have the Home Run Derby tonight, which as a 41-year-old man, I don't love the Home Run Derby as much as I did as a kid, but I actually find it to be much more interesting than the actual All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, the All-Star, there's no value to it, the All-Star game.
They took away what matters, home field advantage.
It's just a game. And with no consequence. You're just playing.
There's no consequences. And I think in the time of interleague play and being able to see all of these players on TV all the time, you lose the appeal of, ooh, I get to see this guy or ooh, I get to see that guy. Now, Pete Alonso is competing in the Home Run Derby tonight. And he was asked a very interesting question. And this will tell me a lot about Pete Alonso as a baseball person.
Okay.
And that was Pete was asked to pick his four all-time favorite sluggers to put on a Home Run Derby roster. Is that how it was phrased?
Yeah. Pete Alonso was asked to pick four sluggers for an all-time Home Run Derby.
Okay. Mm. Four sluggers. Now, I'm very intrigued about how he answers this.
Right, because there's going to be PED guys.
He has to say PED guys.
He has to, unless he's one of those.
Unless he's one of what?
That's so anti-steroids that you just omit and forget those guys.
Do you think he's going to omit and forget those four guys?
No.
Do you think he'll include Aaron Judge? He did win a Home Run Derby once before.
He better.
Oh, he better. That's a threat from Tiki. Or else he's dead to him. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Pete Alonso's answer to that very intriguing question.
If you have to pick four sluggers on an all-time home run derby.
Yes.
Who do you pick?
I definitely pick Mike Piazza. I definitely pick Mark McGwire, Ken Griffey Jr., and myself.
So, first of all,
no judge.
There's a lot to take out of this. Number one, Pete Alonso is desperate to remain a New York Met. Desperate.
Why?
Mike Piazza.
Oh, yeah.
I love Mike Piazza. And I don't know if he was necessarily thinking about how they performed in home run derbies, but Mike Piazza was an abomination in home run derbies. He could not part. He wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Now, I think those were the days before he was a Met. He was with the Dodgers. But nevertheless, Pete Alonso took that question and his brain cells. I know how Pete's brain works. Here's what his brain told him. Make Met fan happy. So his first answer is Mike Piazza.
Right. Then he goes Mark McGwire.
He's thinking about it. Now he's like, okay,
not
I got
Barry
Piazza.
Bonds. You're gonna go the steroid era. Bonds over, I mean, Piazza, yeah. McGwire over Bonds?
Yeah. I mean, Big Mac was an incredible slugger, but you gotta go Bonds. Then he said Griffey, right? Griffey is an absolute must.
Yeah.
He put on so many shows in the Home Run Derby.
Right.
Clean,
right.
Awesome. Everybody loves Griffey.
And his swing is just so gorgeous.
Oh.
I guess you can exclude Judge. I'll give him a pass. Because Aaron Judge did it once and that was it.
That's right. And Pete
it didn't mean something to him to be a multiple or at least attempt multiple champions.
He quit while he was ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ken Griffey Jr. competed in multiple, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think he won multiple home run derbies. Same with Barry Bonds. Yeah, my only quibble with that answer from Pete is McGwire over Bonds. But outside of that, Piazza to make Met fans happy.
Mm-hmm.
Griffey because he's Griffey. And then Pete Alonso says himself.
Which I love. But who else would you say? Like, what would be the fourth?
Did they preface it by saying that they have to be living? Or is this just sort of a fantasy? Because then you have Ruth, Aaron, Mays.
I think he was talking. This was my interpretation. Guys who have had success in the home run derby, who would you want? Who would be your fourth?
Yeah, I mean, because think about it. Griffey, Alonso, McGwire have all participated in home run derbies. Piazza did too. I just remember, and I think it was with the Dodgers, he had like one home run derby where he hit one home run and got eliminated. Yeah. Like it was really bad, which doesn't even make a lot of sense because Piazza's batting practice was a sight to behold, as was McGwire's, by the way. But I think that was Pete kissing the Met fans' tuckuses, which I love. I appreciate that.
Sammy Sosa?
I'm trying to think who else would be elite multiple winner. Home run derby.
Barry Bonds, I think, won two.
Yeah, but he skipped over him for McGwire.
I know.
That was the same era, right?
Well, if he's picking the era that he watched, then Rosie's right. You could say Sammy Sosa. Mm. You know, you could say Josh Hamilton for the performance he had at Yankee Stadium.
That's the one I'm thinking.
You know what's funny about Josh Hamilton? And he had some career. Obviously, a lot of demons off the field, success on the field, hit what I thought was the game-winning World Series home run against the Cardinals in 2011. I think Josh Hamilton's home run derby at Yankee Stadium, a derby he didn't win, by the way.
Right.
I don't even know who won the 2008 home run derby. But I thought his performance is probably the most memorable home run derby performance in the history of modern baseball.
Yeah.
Taking away the old home run derby competition they had between, you know, Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays was a TV show that was on. By the way, stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. It's coming up next on SNY. So I would say that Josh Hamilton's performance in 08 is the most memorable home run derby performance of all time.
So there's three people that won, multiple people that won twice.
Let me guess. Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., and Pete Alonso.
Griffey, yes. Alonso, yes. Prince Fielder won
Prince
twice. And he could have said this, Yoana Cespedes.
Oh, yeah.
Back-to-back in 13 and 14.
And he put on a show at Citi Field.
That's what he should have said. But then again, that's kind of an odd emotional reaction to Cespedes.
If you would have said Cespedes?
Yeah.
If you would have said Cespedes, it would have been reaching too much.
Right.
Like, you know when someone likes you and you know they like you?
Uh-huh.
They don't have to go that far.
But they're too deep in your history and they're like talking about things that you kind of want to forget.
Well, I don't want to forget Yoenis. I like Yoenis. I have a good feeling towards Yoenis Cespedes. Like, I really do because
even how it ended?
Doesn't matter. You know why?
Why?
That trade that they made.
Did you like wild boar?
Well, I do like wild boar. That trade that they made, and maybe you can say this is a lesson for this year. I could totally understand that. That trade they made in 2015 for Yoenis Cespedes
was the most impactful trade deadline deal in the short term, maybe in the history of the franchise. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand you could put Don Glentennant up there. Keith Hernandez had an impact, but it also took a couple of years when you think about it. They didn't win right away. So Don Glendenin's the other one from June 15th, 1969. But the Mets were a mediocre team. They were at 500.
Yeah.
They trade for him, and like instantly, it was a PED injection.
Yeah, he was Jose. He was Jose Iglesias without the song.
He was Iglesias, right? Speaking of Jose Iglesias, he has performed OMG
already
at the Home Run Derby. Yes, it was during the pregame festivities. I've seen the video of it, and it does look like he's singing for real. There was no lip syncing.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and he's saying, oh, my God, a million times, and he's doing the dance with his hands flailing through the air. And he's
like, Grimace, you're our lucky charm.
Not Grimace. That song.
Grimace is done.
He's not done, by the way. Can I tell you why? He's not done.
Why?
Friday night, Citi Field, all of a sudden they put a picture up on the scoreboard at Citi Field that night. I took a picture of it, so I'm going to show it to you once I find it. Here we go. 1 month of Grimace. And then it's all the Mets stats in the 1 month of Grimace. I'm going to show it to Tiki. What do you see there, buddy?
1 month of Grimace stats in the National League. Winning percentage, 704 first. Runs per game, 6.1 first. Home runs, 45 first.
Yeah.
Slugging percentage, 491 first.
Yes.
On-base percentage, 340 first.
That's right. So the Mets put up the stat, and when they put that picture up of Grimace with all their stats over the last month, the crowd erupted. I think the crowd is very mixed on if they are siding with Grimace or OMG, or if Met fans are just saying, look, we love both. Why do we have to pick between the two?
Well, Grimace is the fan favorite, but I think OMG is the players.
OMG is definitely the player favorite.
I think it's always been the players.
I think, though, it is now coming over to the fan side because we hear the song a lot.
Yes.
And because we see how it fires the team up.
Is he going to win a Grammy?
I think he should. I mean, how can he not?
Yeah.
Isn't it the most popular Latin song in the country right now?
Yes.
So then, can you imagine he wins a Grammy?
I know.
Oh, my God.
They also had the Furries there yesterday. Did you see this? They were in Pittsburgh, and then they were at the game yesterday. Yeah,
the
Gary furries? And Keith were talking about it. Furries, yeah.
And there were furries at Citi Field yesterday?
Yeah, and now there's a dog, not like the Knicks dogs, a real dog.
Right.
So there are more gimmicks now being added to challenge Grimace and OMG.
I sort of heard about the dog, but I'm not that familiar with it. So there's a dog that, like, what, dresses up, or they dress up the dog for the games?
Yes.
I think we're trying too hard now,
Hold on, Evan. What? Think about the question you just posed.
Go ahead.
A dog is not capable of dressing themselves up. So, yes, a human dresses the dog.
Well,
the dog does not go into its closet and dress itself.
Sometimes Dudley does. He's very excited. I think we have to quit while we're ahead. The Mets have a few gimmicks, a few cool gimmicks, which is Grimace and OMG. I think we got to stop it right there. You can't have too many.
But
What
if we stopped after the rally pimp and we didn't get to Grimace and OMG? So but you think we're right at that line of demarcation.
Well,
that's it.
You got to remember, the rally pimp didn't work. Like, he's a nice guy, and he's a great Met fan, but the Mets then put together one of the worst months in the history of the franchise. Like, they were awful. And so I think it was easy to say, well, okay, the rally pimp thing didn't work. Grimace was organic. Grimace threw out the first pitch. All of a sudden, the Mets got hot. The Mets won that series. The Mets went on fire. And then, obviously, OMG is a clear thing because you see what it does to the players. So those two things are real. Anything else would be forced. It would be like we're trying to do more than we have to. We already got it.
Yeah.
The Mets have some magic going on. Let's just stick with that.
A lot of positive things going on with the Mets, I'd say.
I mean, listen, right now, everything's working. OMG and Grimace. I think what we need at some point, if this continues, is Grimace to come out and dance to OMG. We almost have to merge the two things that are working and kind of put them together and have a Iglesias and Grimace concert.
That would be a good blend.
You like that one?
It would work.
Of course it would. Look, right now, everything's working.
Get it sponsored by McDonald's. Maybe we can make this happen.
Okay. Thank you for adding that. That was very
You're welcome. Anything I could do to help the show, absolutely.
Stop talking.
You got it.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Rosie. Just sometimes you make it very easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.